Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies and warm temperatures. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are basking in the sun. In Haifa, the weather is also pleasant, making it a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Mariv, India hits the brakes on Israel. An official says, "We are friends, but you can't whistle at us," highlighting tensions. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that Australia summoned the Israeli envoy over a decision not to prosecute aid worker killings. This follows condemnation from the U.S. and allies. Also this hour, Israel Hayom in Hebrew reveals Syria's position. The Syrian foreign minister says they did not intend to establish a Turkish base and keeps the door open for negotiations with Israel. Separately, Axios reports that Syria's foreign minister calls Israel's bombing of an airbase unjustified. The strike took place early Tuesday morning. And finally, the Times of Israel covers the growing tensions over these developments. Reaction has been swift on social media. Joe Truesman reports that Israel's defense minister warned Erdogan against dragging Turkey into a dangerous confrontation in Syria. Noga Tarnopolsky notes Israel's defense minister Katz accuses Erdogan of adventurism in Syria. Katz urges Erdogan to stick to speeches rather than test Israel's resolve. Mark Dubowitz comments that Israel cannot allow Turkey and jihadists to threaten its northern border, especially after recent events. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Indian officials' comments reported by Mariv just minutes ago, the statement underscores a diplomatic rift, emphasizing that while India values its friendship with Israel, it resists any notion of subservience. This affects regional alliances and diplomatic strategies. Turning to the Jerusalem Post story from earlier this hour, Australia's decision to summon the Israeli envoy centers around unresolved accountability for aid worker deaths. This incident strains Israel's relations with key allies and raises questions about diplomatic and military protocols. Meanwhile, from Israel Hayom earlier today, Syria remains open to talks with Israel despite tensions over the airbase. Their foreign minister rebuffs claims about a Turkish base, suggesting regional negotiations remain a possibility. This could influence peace efforts in the region. Separately, Axios provides context on the airbase strike. This action increases regional tensions and involves multiple U.S. partners. The incident highlights the fragility of alliances and underscores the volatile nature of Middle Eastern geopolitics. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a tense standoff between Netanyahu and Smotrich over a 200 billion shekel addition to the IDF budget. This could significantly impact Israel's fiscal policy and defense capabilities. Separately, Mariv Business reveals the UAE's decision to freeze trade with Iran. This move disrupts a key trade route and could reshape regional economic dynamics. And finally, Tech notes Israel's economy surged 15.4% in the second quarter, rebounding from conflict. This growth, however, only partially reflects the challenges ahead in sustaining economic stability. Kneeling. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.